My name is Bree Griffin Moss, and I was born in Northern California. And so my mom, she's been Christian her whole life, and she is a deep lover of Christ. And I hear stories about how my mom and my dad were part of a kind of radical church for a short period that has always been a little mysterious, because my mom would talk about how there was like anointing oil that would show up in her Bible, and like people were speaking in tongues. My mom and dad both were baptized in the Holy Spirit and spoke in tongues. And there was just like God's spirit was moving there. But then something happened, which is also very mysterious, but the best that I understood it was like there was these elders of the church that started doing weird things, like almost kind of cult-like, like you can't hang out with your friends or don't do this. And this kind of division. So best I can understand it is there's kind of like a spirit of division that came over the church that led to my father and my mother leaving that church, and to my father completely backsliding out of Christianity, and to this day has such a deep like hatred and frustration about religion. There seems to be some trauma, church trauma for him. And so when I grew up, we didn't really go to church. Although I feel like with my grandma or my mom, maybe we went a few times here and there, but it wasn't like a staple. My mom and dad got divorced when I was, I think, 6 years old. So I don't have like a lot of memories. I think we went to things here and there. And then when my mom got divorced, I feel like she really loved the Lord, but really distanced herself from that. She had gotten married young. So she went off and started going clubbing and like dating and doing all these things that were, not in alignment with her walk with God. And that went on for a long time. And, I remember going to like a few Sunday churches with grandma here and there, and then it just wasn't really there. And it wasn't until I was in high school that I kind of dipped back in a little bit, because there was this youth group and I was interested, and it was just fun to go and hang out. And in the youth group, I remember one day they did an altar call and was like, oh, let Jesus in your heart. And I was like, okay, sure. And I went up there and nothing happened to me. You know, my young mind was like, okay, well, what was the point of that? I didn't feel anything. And I just remember there was a few things that just kind of put me on guard at the youth group. And that was kind of like the extent of my early like Christian experience.
It's so sad, because it seems like your parents were, by all the looks of things, they were in a church that was, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit. And then both of them backslid to different extent. So that's very sad. But I'm curious about your faith. What were you taught in the home? You know, even though you didn't go to church, everyone is taught a version of life, whether intentionally or unintentionally by their parents. So what were you believing when it comes to your childhood and when it comes to God and life after death, things like that?
So far as early childhood, I don't really have a recollection of beliefs around church or spirituality in general. I just don't remember it being talked about a lot with my dad or my mom, which is very interesting. Like, I knew my mom would pray when she was stressed out, but I didn't really know what that meant or anything like that. I always felt like God was there and I knew there was a God, but to what extent, I think in my early years, I just didn't know. Didn't know.
So you talked about going to a youth group when you were a teenager.
Yes.
There seems that you had some sort of of affinity or interest in Christianity, at least to some extent. So what happened for you to go from that to completely flipping the other way and starting to despise Christianity?
Yes. Well, so I was just kind of being a teenager and getting into trouble, I think, and I wasn't going to youth group anymore. And there was a point at 17 when there was a tragic death of one of my best friends. And it was a very intense and traumatizing experience because I watched him die. We were kind of like out partying a little bit at the lake, and it was like something came over him, and it's like his eyes were kind of like glazed over. I'm not even sure. And he stood up, and I was like walking up this cliff, and he threw his sweater at me, and I was like, what are you doing? And he walked out to this edge of this cliff, which was over a big waterfall. And I was frozen. Like I didn't know what to say or do. I couldn't even think. It was like everything was in slow motion and my mouth was paralyzed. And by the time I like got anything out of my mouth or could move my body or my lips, he had already jumped into the water. And it was nighttime and the water was really rapid. And I just ran along the bank and I told the people we were with to get help. And I stayed there and I wanted to jump in, but I was afraid to lose my life. And I just started praying to God. And I just was really struggling with faith and just confused about what faith was and who God was, and praying for help and to help me know what to do and to bring my friend to the surface. And I mean, it was like an agonizing, you know, probably hour or two before people came back with like the search and rescue. And I remember just thinking in that moment, like wanting to give everything up for God to help me, but then like being too like selfish and young to want to like give up the things in my life. You know, I was just on this like archaic version of like Christianity that's very like condemning and judgmental. It's like, oh, I'm in sin, so I have to give it up if I want God to help me. It was just this whole like distorted perception of religion and God. And I didn't have a like much context of mercy or grace or even how anything worked. I was just very confused and in a life or death situation that unfortunately ended in the death of my friend. And what happened next was a huge turning point for my life, because after the trauma and just seeing them pull out his lifeless body and just feeling like ashamed, like I did something wrong, or I should have done something and I couldn't, and all these things that I was grappling with that were very intense and trauma based for me, I ended up trying to go to sleep the next few nights, and I started having these like very intense out of body experiences with body paralysis. And what would happen is, oh, I couldn't sleep because I had so much like trauma and emotions. And when I'd fall asleep for a few minutes, it was like my body would lift, my spirit would begin to lift out of my body. And I would hover above my body and I would hear the voice of my friend calling out to me from the hallway in my house. And so my spirit would begin to move towards the call. And as soon as I set my spirit towards him, there was these two dark, horrible demons, I don't know, black entities, and they would attack me, my spirit. And I was so terrified. And then I couldn't figure out how to get back in my body. And in the wake of such an intense trauma and then this kind of spiritual oppression and attacks going on, I was so desperate. I just decided to call the pastor from the youth group I went to years ago. And he met me out in front of the church one day. And I just remember walking, just, you know, my body's so heavy and tired, and I'm just so broken and sleep deprived and just so tormented inside by everything. All the emotional aspect, all the spiritual aspects of going on. And I just, this was like my only hope, this pastor. And I just started telling him what was going on. And it was like, you know, bless his heart, maybe he just didn't know what to say or what to do. But I feel like there was just this disconnect or dissociation from what I was saying. And he just started invalidating my experience and just saying, yeah, there's only heaven and hell. So, I mean, basically what I took it is like, well, you're not telling the truth and it's not real. So, tough luck. Like that's, I'm sure that's not what he meant, but man, that's how I took it. And I was just outraged. I was so, it was like the thing that broke in the midst of all of that. I needed God and I needed Christ. And I felt like that was, I was reaching for it. And what I got was like major disappointment and invalidation. And as I walked away that day, I knew that I would not turn back. You know, I would not go back to Christianity or churches. I was like, I want nothing to do with this. It was just that perfect convergence of all these things to just break that off of me.
It's so sad. Just the traumatic experience. I can't imagine what it must have been to have a friend and to witness all of that.
That's
difficult no matter who you are to see mm-hmm. something like this. Mm-hmm. My question about what you said after that, when mm-hmm. it comes to the out-of-body experiences, mm-hmm. had you had anything like that happen before to you? Did you have any principles in your head of like that could be a thing, or was it just out of nowhere your spirit started leaving your body?
That's a good question. I actually knew about out-of-body experiences. My grandmother, she gave us a book on out-of-body experiences when I was younger, and I remember being like 12 or 13 in my bed going, I want to have an out-of-body experience, I want to have an out-of-body experience, and like trying to follow these books to astral project out of my body, because my grandmother was into like things like that, and never was successful in leaving my body at that age, and just kind of forgot about it. But when it happened, I knew exactly what was happening, and it was not a happy experience. It was a very terrifying experience because of the body paralysis and not being able to scream or move when my spirit was like caught outside being tortured by these demonic entities that were just like, it's like sheer horror and coldness. Like it cuts through your spirit. It was such a, and I was haunted after, like they were doing things supernaturally. Like my roommate got really freaked out because it was like they were chasing me or something. Like the radio would turn on and nobody was there. It was just really freaky. Plus she was there when my friend died. So like she was all trauma. It was just a disaster.
Yeah. It's a good example of be careful what you wish for, right? I think a lot of us sometimes want things that we don't really know. And sometimes we're better without them. But when it comes to, you said you totally rejected Christianity. You knew you wouldn't go back to it. So where did you start? Did you start looking other places? Like, where did you go after that?